Good morning and welcome to Uncensored. I'm Penny Faree. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 20th and 21st of June, you can take one small step that matters more than most people realize. You can sign up to vote in the local government elections. On the 4th of November, we choose our local councils. Here on the North Coast, that means the councillors who will run Kwadukuza and the wider Ilembe district for the next 5 years. In studio with me are two people who could not be better placed to talk us through it. Paul Daniel serves as a regional supervisor for the Independent Electoral Commission in the Ilembe district on the KwaZulu-Natal North Coast. His job is to make sure the vote is free, fair and clean. And Mary Kassim is a Chief Operating Officer of DOCRA, the Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association, the body that holds this municipality to account on your water, electricity, rates and refuse. Paul and Mary, welcome to Uncensored.
Thanks, Penny.
Paul, get into it. Now, this weekend, what's happening? Who can take part? And we'll go through the process. Yes.
Well, thank you, Penny. The event over this weekend relates to voter registration.
Yeah.
The IEC motto for this election is get up, show up, and vote. But I've included a middle line that says get up, show up, register, and vote. And this weekend is about registration in preparation for the election that is coming in November. So voters are free. Those of you who want to vote are free to go to voting station and to do basically three things. One, to register as a voter, if you are not registered, to correct your address details on the voter's roll. But thirdly, also, we want people to go and verify their details. Should they be correctly registered, they need to go and check that everything is in order. Thank you.
Okay. And you know the age rule, 16 to register, 18 to vote. Who does that impact? Because there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of people who think, okay, 16, does that also qualify? Can you just quickly explain the small detail which seems to be topical at the moment?
Registration is allowed from the age of 16, but you can only vote from the age of 18. So that gives you a bit of space between the age of 16 and when you turn 18 to have yourself on the voter's roll.
Okay.
Now, people will register over this weekend. Obviously, if you are 16, you won't be eligible to vote in November because you wouldn't have turned 18. But in any event, we are encouraging people who are 16 to get on the voter's roll.
Okay.
Use the opportunity.
And will this be the only chance for the registration once this registration weekend is closed? I know you can vote online, but in person, is there going to be another opportunity for those who won't be able to make it to the polls this weekend for the registration? Is the IEC going to open up another voter registration weekend?
Well, you said vote online, but we don't vote online.
Sorry, register online, my correction.
Register online. But registration is open all the time.
Yes.
So our offices are open for registration and you can register online, obviously. So we have this registration weekend that voting stations all across this municipality. We have 96 of them that will be open between the time of 8 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. And then we have another registration planned. It's not subject to confirmation, but we're looking at the 1st and 2nd of August for registration too.
Okay. And Mary, can we just bring you in? I know DOCRA played a role in finding new voting stations for this year's local government elections from the previous local government elections. Can you tell us what has changed from the previous elections and where can people find the new voter stations? And obviously there were new ward demarcations and the changes also that have happened.
Sure. Thanks, Penny. Yes, so we've been collaborating with the IEC to assist in trying to identify voting stations that are best suited to our community. And we received quite a lot of complaints about some of the stations, particularly Sizani School up in Ward 22. And we're delighted that a number of those have been moved. So in Ward 22, there are two new stations. We have Salt Rock Library, which has been moved to Salt Rock Country Club.
Okay.
And then we have Sizani School that has been moved to the Salt Rock City Open Space. And that is the piece of land between where the new Salt Rock City Shopping Center
yes.
is and Kuro School. And there'll be parking on the other side of the road there. So I think it's going to make it a much, much better and smoother experience for voters this time around, which is so important. We know that turnout is impacted by the quality of the facility, whether there's parking, et cetera, et cetera. So those are two examples of voting stations that are new in this election. There are a number of changes to ward boundaries and voting district boundaries, but I'm going to let Paul get into that because he's the expert when it comes to that.
And the Belita the Belita stations have stayed the same. The ward 6.
So in ward 6, one of the stations is the same, the Belita Library.
Yes.
There is now an additional station in ward 6 at NG Kerk.
Okay.
And then the two stations that are in ward 30 are Townsend Park, which was in the same as in the last election, and the compensation trading store there on the R102 that is also remaining as a station. So we just have an additional one in Ward 6 that we didn't have in the previous election.
Yeah, and that's going to really make a big impact because I know last year, last previous elections in 2021. Paul, can you just talk to us about the boundaries and what has changed in this election?
No, thank you. I think Mary covered the main areas quite completely. But just to say that in terms of the changes in Ward 6, I just want to say that these are the estates that are affected: Wakenshaw, Inchlati Lodge, Belito Hills, Highlands Estate, Moore Estates, Kingston Estate, Beverly Hills, The Beacon, and the voting district boundary ends at Shad Lane.
Okay.
So all those people are supposed to go to the NKR Kerk, saying that in Afrikaans.
Yeah.
So that's the effect of the change there. And we managed to retain Belito Library. For those who are already registered there, they can continue to go there.
You know, that's quite a big change. There's a lot of residents now who have to actually re-register.
Absolutely. I think that one of the processes that people need to understand that this is not going to happen automatically. People need to physically go and register themselves for the change of their voting station. So they need to go into the voting station over this weekend. Obviously, they can also do that online. So the change is not going to happen automatically. People need to effect it physically on their own.
Yeah. And how will everyone check? Can they go onto the IEC website and check to see where they actually fall under, which voting station they fall under?
Yeah. I think the easiest way to check where your voting station is to go onto the IEC website. There's a voting station finder. You type in your address, and it'll show you exactly what ward you're in and exactly which voting station you're supposed to go to. I think no matter whether you're registered or you're not registered, there's something for everybody to do as we approach the election.
Yeah.
So if you're not registered, obviously get online, go out to the voting station this weekend, and make sure that you're getting onto the roll. But even if you think that you are registered, you want to be checking your details, like Paul said.
And that's a lot of estates. You know, you keep saying you vote where you live. What happens if I'm in one of those estates and I've missed the registration and I haven't changed my details and I pitch up now on the 4th of November to vote? Am I eligible to vote on that day if I haven't actually registered my correct address?
Well, for the purpose of this election, you can only vote where you are registered.
And how do you know where I've registered? How can you prove that I'm in that ward?
With the IEC has a very complex GPS system, so that we are able to, through the voter management device, you are able to point out your house, your home, your actual house. Even in the rural areas, you are able to do that. And once you point that out, the system is able to tell you in which voting district you should fall and in which ward. So that is a system that has been working very well, and we are operating in that system over this weekend. So people need to register where they are ordinarily resident so that they receive service, because this election is about service delivery.
Yeah.
So you want to vote where you require the services over most of the time in which you find yourself.
And, you know, in the by-elections last year in one of the wards, a lot of the people that didn't live in the wards were bussed in from another ward. These were the allegations, and there was a case opened up. Does this happen often? Is there a way to for the IEC to monitor that the people who live in that particular ward actually are the, you know, the original and the genuine residents? Because obviously, you know, when you see a strong one political party has a strong holding and they want to contest another ward, that is a ploy that's happened in the past. Is that something that the IEC is making provisions for this year?
I think firstly that happens because people do not have a knowledge of their ward boundaries and which ward they stay in. So sometimes voters take lightly that responsibility they have to make sure that they register in the correct ward.
Okay.
But there is also the issue of politicians using the system, and that also is what we call the busing in of voters for the benefit of a party. But as I indicated earlier, the IEC has a system now which is related to GPS and GIS, where we are able to indicate clearly to a voter where and which ward he belongs in.
And what happens to, how do you look at the informal settlements? I know in our area they've had a lot of illegal, you know, settlements and some of land, you know, and some of the private land, municipal land. Are those voters that are on this piece of land, are they eligible to vote?
Well, if you're a South African citizen,
yes,
citizen, you are over the age of 18, you have a barcoded ID or a temporary identification certificate,
yeah,
that is not expired. If you have the green barcode or the card ID, those identifications confirm whether you're a South African citizen. This election is for South African citizens. So there are ways in which your ID indicates whether you are a South African citizen or not. So
okay,
that is what we use. So you have to go to a voting station with your ID on your own. So you can't send somebody. You can't allow somebody to do it in proxy. You have to go on your own so people can look at your ID and look at your face and verify that you are the person standing in front of,
okay,
coming to register.
So anyone who has a fake ID, that's going to be easily picked up from, you know, dealing with the Department of Home Affairs.
The IEC system is directly linked to the Home Affairs system.
Okay, it's a biometrics.
So all the voters who come in are verified. It goes through the Home Affairs system, and then it comes back to us for verification. So it runs through Home Affairs.
And also your chairperson said that KZN is a hotspot in terms of any violence. Is this true? Are there measures in place to make sure that, you know, when the registration happens, there are safety measures in place with certain security precautions taking place? Are you aware of anything that might upset the registration this weekend?
I must say right off that we've had a relatively calm situation,
okay,
within the district and within Kwadugusa. Parties seem to be cooperating well. We have constant what we call party license committee meetings where we engage with parties all the time. The activity also is a bit concerning for me because we don't see that hive and that hype about the registration weekend as much as we used to see previously. We don't see as many posters or parties out there. So it's a bit concerning, but we don't expect anything violent to happen over this weekend because it's registration.
Okay.
But the people responsible for security is strictly SAPS.
Okay, so they are going to be...
They've been fully made aware of what's going on. For this weekend, they will not put members at each voting station, but they will be patrolling, moving around, and we have constant contact with them. We have given their numbers to all of our staff who are working at voting stations so that they can be readily available to deal with issues.
You know, Mary, off air, you mentioned a very concerning statistic, and I want the listeners to actually listen to this because that also actually floored me. You asked me in our region how many people who live in this district actually registered to vote in the previous one, and the statistic was just...
So there's a couple of alarming statistics that I think we should probably share. The first one is around registration. So we know that within Kwadukuza, at least 35% of eligible residents in this municipality are unregistered. They are not registered to vote. And in terms of numbers, that's at least 85,000 people that are unregistered wow. that are eligible.
Yeah.
In the 2021 local government election, so the last time we chose our council, only 32.5% of eligible residents, so residents 18 years of age or older in Kwadukuza, actually voted. So the current government that we have has been chosen by less than a third of us because we're just not bothering to register and we're just not bothering to turn up to vote.
Yeah. And what is this apathy, this voter apathy that we're seeing? What is that caused from? Do you know, is there any discussion around it?
Yeah, I think there's certainly discussion around it. I think people treat election day like another public holiday. You know, they have a braai and they'd rather, you know, have a fun day out with family or friends or whatever, and they don't want to stand in a queue. I don't want to stand in a queue either, but it's a very important part of dealing with who is going to be in charge of our town as we move forward for the next 5 years. The things that bother residents the most, the complaints that I hear most frequently about power outages, about potholes, about streetlights, all of this is decided on a local government level. So if you're not showing up to register and you're not showing up to vote, somebody else is going to choose your government for you because the election is going to happen. This is the system that we have. It may not be a perfect system, but this is how we determined who is going to be in charge. Just paying your rates isn't the full picture or when it comes to the social compact of government. Yes, you pay rates and you are supposed to receive services, but the way that those rates and taxes are spent is decided by the council. So you need to be participating in that process to determine who those people are going to be. It's funny, Paul and I were having this discussion recently. The turnout in local government elections is traditionally much poorer than in national and provincial elections, despite the fact that it's determining issues that affect us right here in our backyard every single day.
And local government is where it all happens. It's where it matters. It's who decides who is going to run our water, the public partnership, private partnership that we have currently with Caesar Water. That council is going to decide if that contract is going to be renewed or it's going to go back to the Ilembe district. It's the capital budget, you know, the projects that we are seeing, the potholes, all this is decided in the local government elections. So one final question to the person listening right now who hasn't registered and is asking why should they just bother to come out this weekend? What do you say to them?
I say to them, if you don't register to vote and choose your government, someone else is going to choose for you.
Yeah. And Paul, can we leave you with that final question as well? Why is it so important, you know, for the IEC to get the voters out to the stations in order for them to register to vote this weekend?
I think a general statement made by a lot of people is your vote makes a difference. But I also want to say your refusal to vote also has an impact and makes a difference. And the fact that you don't vote means that you are saying something. It's saying that you are not interested, you don't care. Because this is not just about an individual. This is about your family. This is about your community. And it's about making a difference for all those people living around you. Thank you.
Yeah, this is where we have to leave it. Thank you to my two guests, Mary Kasim, CEO of DOCRA, and Paul Daniels, Ilembe District Supervisor of the IEC. And this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, it is the easiest time to sign up with stations open in every ward. If you can't make it, you can still register online. If you've moved, you need to fix your address or you could lose your vote without even knowing it. So this weekend, make sure you are counted. You've been listening to Uncensored. I'm Penny Faree. Thank you for joining us.
When it comes to security, don't leave it to chance. Trust the experts at IPSS Security as the only CISA-approved security provider on the Dolphin Coast in all categories and the only local security company also accredited for CCTV offsite monitoring with over 4 million rand invested in AI technology. They protect over 50 upmarket residential estates, spotting threats in real time. If action is needed, their rapid response and tactical teams, backed by the largest fleet in the region, is ready to act. For unmatched security, contact IPSS Security today at 0861 324 777. Your safety is their priority.